The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the stage, Woodside Heat.
I've never been to, but we featured just so often, and so often as a show opener as well on The Raven and the Blues. The club is called The Blues on Ground. It's in Des Moines in Iowa, and we've got about four or five live recordings of different artists there. This week, opening up with Steve Harvey and West Side Heat, recorded live at Blues on Ground a couple of years ago, and that's a track which we've played before, but in a studio version called Stranded. Welcome to the programme. Only just, what was it pilots say, the most important thing are the pre-flight checks. 5 minutes ago, I sat around, surrounded by my records, everything ready, and then quickly had a quick flick onto record to see, and it all froze, that's it. Had to restart the computer, and we just, with seconds to spare, got the programme on the road. We got some great tunes, both new and old. Here's something which is so brand new, it only arrived this week. It's on Black and Tan Records. It's Boo Boo Davis, been on the programme many times before. His new album is named after his hometown, which is just south of Memphis, 2,500 people, according to the last census, so more of a large village than a town. It's called Drew, Mississippi, as that's where he was born, and this is the title track of the album, Drew, Mississippi.
Just a hard life, hard life. what happened in Drew, Mississippi. I was born in Drew, Mississippi. Dollar Ray down in Black Bayou. I played all around in town, from Greenwood to Chambers, y'all. I played at Silver City, down in Meridian, Arkansas. Oh, Lord. And I got the thing in down there, y'all. Thought I'm trying to tell y'all something in this song. Like my color. Or Emmett Till, that one. You know, they took the young man, Drew, Mississippi. Took him all around in the truck. He thought he was a cow or something. They cut off his stuff and put a, how you say that? A big old wagon wheel around and throwed him in the river. So that's part of my story, but it ain't all of it. I'ma tell the rest. I was born in Drew, Mississippi. Lord, I ran down in Black Bayou. Oh, Lord. And I went on down the road. I was a lonesome, lonesome little boy. I had so hard time. Oh, I was the only child left. And running up and down in my old gravel road. Oh, walking down that gravel road. Times all my life, and I'm so tired of being around y'all. I'm so tired of being around that stuff. You know, this is a hard pill to swallow. I was born in Drew, Mississippi. I was red and black by you. In my home of Drew, Mississippi. From Greenwood to Greenville. To my dad in Meridian. Oh, I went on down that road. Kept on walking.
It is so, so good. The album is called Drew, Mississippi. It's Boo Boo Davis on Black and Tan, and that's the title track. It takes a lot of courage to be a record label boss when you specialise just in blues music. Northern Blues, Black and Tan, Roof Records. It's not a business you're going to go into to make yourself a millionaire. You do it really because of your love and dedication for the blues, because the sales are okay, but it's not your actual Britney Spears and Madonna type stuff. And I know Jan Mittendorp of Black and Tan Records is a little bit bit concerned about the way the blues is going, because it tends to, a lot of the stuff that you record tends to be, well, just old blues sung by perhaps younger people. And he really is pushing ahead on this case, in the Boo Boo Davis one. Boo Boo Davis is no spring chicken, been around a while, but this time he linked together with Ramon Goose from New Blues, who is much more modern. It's sort of like club and house type music in a way, and it's an album of, if like, a mix of the two, the old and the new, and it works really, really well. We'll be playing more tracks from it, but check it out. You'll find a link on the Raven and the Blues site, which will take you straight to Black and Tan Records and Boo Boo Davis, and you could of course buy the record too. Talking of the Raven and the Blues site, bfbs.com/R&B, there you'll find another link too. This link will take you not to the record company and not to the artist, because sadly he's long gone, but it will take you to a website called YouTube. Now, YouTube is just, well, if you haven't been to it, it's where people put videos or post videos and things along that type. And a lot of it is just homemade stuff. There are some real vintage stuff in there too. And Simon Watkins, a regular in the programme, sent me a link to a recording of Howlin' Wolf back in 1964, recorded in Germany. It is just a if you never saw any of the old, if you've never seen film of any of the old blues guys working, you really should see it. We'll put a link on the website, which takes you to YouTube. I can't show you the pictures on the Raven and the Blues on radio, but I can play the track itself. Here is Howlin' Wolf and Love Me Darlin'.
Now we're finna talk about love me. Have you ever been loved? I'm talking about, have you ever loved a woman?
You know that?
Indeed. Now, now, my darling, may I have a talk with you? Talk with you, and it won't be long before our love will be through. Well, please tell me, am I right, am I wrong?
Without the pictures, it just sounds so, so good. Recorded in Germany in 1964 on guitar, Hubert Sumlin, And on vocals, Howlin' Wolf and Love Me Darling. Thank you so much, Simon, for sending me the link on YouTube. And I'll put the link on the Raven and the Blues site and you can click on it and just watch it. And in case you wonder, well, when you watch it, you'll see why I got involved with the blues all those years ago. Okay, coming now to an album which has been out for quite a while. I think it's about at least over 10 years old. It's one of these compilation ones from a record label called Music Club. So you'll find no link, I'm afraid, on the website for this because it's long since gone. But nevertheless, it is a great album. It's called Blues Harp Boogie, 25 years of blues harmonica. Let's have Greg Fingers Taylor with Anson Funderburg and the Rockets and Soul Survivor.
Sugar mama, and I'm after you. I won't spend your dollar bill. I don't need no population pill. I won't fight in the rich man's war, but I will love you, baby, till your ribs get sore. Get on out. Sugar mama, and I'm after you.
Harp Boogie, 25 years of the blues on harmonica, that is, and altogether 22 tracks on the CD, but I would think it's going to be well out of print now, the sort of thing you might find at Django's, where they do have lots of second-hand and old, sort of old CDs, but that's probably going to be it. If you go to your local friendly record store, a very slim chance, I would guess, but that is Greg Fingers Taylor and Anson Funderburg and the Rockets and Soul Survivor. On to some of the emails that have come in. Gina and Bill, thank you for your very great email, Bill. Bill's on in New South Wales in Australia, but he did live on the Thames at Richmond, had a boat called Gigfy, G-I-G-F-Y, Guinness is good for you, what a great name, and used to travel by boat to Eelpie Island and see the blues bands and the jazz bands there as well. But you've been in Australia for, well, some 40 years now, so you've missed, therefore, all, as you say, all the blues explosion in Australia. But thanks for your kind email, and you do a blues show on a radio station there called Coast FM on 963. You're listening at present to BFBS Radio 2. on about 35 FM transmitters across the world. You're also probably listening on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA. And of course, you're maybe one of the 3,000 to 4,000 people who each week get their Raven and the Blues via the internet and the website and the podcast. Whichever way you're listening, hope you're enjoying the music. Let's go to Canada now. A new album from Danny Marks. We featured a track from it a couple of weeks ago. Here's another track from it. The album is called True, and this is called What Did I Do?
Last. Now it's way back in the past. But what am I gonna do? I never thought I'd fall so fast. I thought I found a love to last. But what am I gonna do to get over you? You were everything I ever wanted, and now I'm haunted. Cause you know there's no getting over you. Go to places where we used to go, but you don't go there no more. What am I gonna do to get over you? Everything I ever wanted, and now I'm haunted. Everything I ever wanted, and now I'm haunted. Thought about your love at last, now it's way back in the past. But what am I gonna do? I never thought I'd fall so fast. I thought I found a love to last. But what am I gonna do to get over you? You were everything I ever wanted, and now I'm home.
His name is Danny Marks. He's the current holder of the Toronto Blues Society's Blues with a Feeling Award for a lifetime achievement in music and broadcast, because he isn't just a musician, but also a radio presenter too, and been around, a bit like me, for quite a while as well, from the 60s through to the present day. But unlike me, he's got a good voice and he's a good musician too. That's his new album, which is called True, and that's a track called What Did I Do? Live guests on the Raven of the Blues. Next week, we should have the Wyos. They're coming in the next couple of days. Once again, usual procedure. There'll be a full, if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll get a podcast coming through about an hour in duration, once I've met the band, hopefully about an hour in duration, of conversation and music. And on next week's Raven of the Blues, a pre-seed 18, 15, 20 minute version or thereabouts, with less of the music and less of the conversation. But you can hear that, of course, on FM. In current weeks to come, in a couple of weeks' time, we've got this next gentleman. And then in a month's time, we've got Walter Trout. This next gentleman, though, it's about time I mention him. I can't just say that. His name is Joe Bonamassa. His new album is You and Me. I'm not quite sure whether we're doing an acoustic or an electric set when he comes. More information on that as it comes in. But here's a track of his new album called Bridge to Better Days. You It's a really great album. I think it's now released. I say that because I have a feeling it was actually, I got it on pre-release, which is a rare thing, but if I did, it's probably out about now. Anyway, Joe Bonamassa, You and Me, the album, second track we've played from it, and that's called Bridge to Better Days. He'll be my guest in a couple of weeks' time. Really looking forward to it. It should be huge fun. As I say, whether it's going to be electric or acoustic, I know not. I've acquired a 12-inch 30-watt cabinet for electric guitars, so Walter Trout and Joe, if they want to, can plug in and we can try and mic it up as best we can. And if you aren't a subscriber to the podcast, but you do have a reasonable speed internet connection, which doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and I know if you're listening in the Falklands, that's not the case, but I do empathise. But if you have and you haven't subscribed to the podcast and you want to hear the whole thing and get this show delivered to you automatically once a week, it's pretty simple. Instructions again on the Raven and the Blue site, which you will find at bfbs.com/R&B. Okay, we've mentioned Bill, the DJ in Bill Dooney, that is, a DJ on Coast FM in Australia. We've had Danny Marks, a DJ in Toronto. And where should we go now? Andy Miles, thanks for your kind email, Andy. He just dropped me a line this week. We'll cover the Frapper Map in a few minutes' time, too. Let's move to an artist I haven't featured for 3-4 months or thereabouts. Ben Harper, not a blues man necessarily, but when he met the Blind Boys of Alabama when they were supporting him on stage, they said, let's do an album together. I think he said, will you come along and guest on my new album? And they duly did, but they had so much fun, and also the record label was so impressed, they said, how about doing an album together? We're going back a couple of years now. So Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama joined together. The album was called There Will Be a Light. I think I've played almost every track from it, apart from this one. Where Could I Go?
There's no deals to be made with the dawn. Now I feel that our time is come and gone. They say freedom is just a place to hide. Oh, won't you tell me where could I go? To the Lord. Now take a prayer with you to heaven for me. Whoa, and give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Cause nothing else could save a sinner, sinner like me. Oh, but an angel's, 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 angel's word. And just an angel's word. What is too true? What is hard is much too true. Oh, and what's true? Oh, is much too hard. And now where could I go? But to the Lord. Thank you.
to the Lord.
Bet that all the transmitters went shh across the BFBS world. They're not used to having silence. Isn't that wonderful? Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama. The album came out a couple of years ago, which is called There Will Be a Light, and that's a track called Where Could I Go? I know where we're going next. We're going to Gary Moore and his new album. It's called Old New Ballads and Blues, which just about sums it up. And let's go to this track, which is his version of something which has been covered many times before. And I think we've played on the programme by Albert King and also Tutu Jones. It's called I'll Play the Blues for You.
Yes, I will. Excuse me.
know, it's amazing how many blues guitarists or blues artists have a kind of signature, and you can always recognise a Gary Moore the same as you can recognise a Rod Piazza and so on. That's a track taken from his album, which came out in the spring of this year, Gary Moore's Old News, Ballads and Blues, and I'll play the blues for you. Here's somebody else with a distinctive sound. If you're a blues aficionado, I probably needn't even introduce him, because you'll just recognise the guitar style and the thumping on the floor as well. But in case you're not, we better tell you. It's recorded in Palo Alto in California in September of 1977, so it's nearly 30 years old, live at the Keystone Club, and the name is John Lee Hooker.
Girl, I had now she gone, won't be back no more. I wonder will see her face again. Oh, I wonder will, wonder will. Got me on a killing floor. Thank you.
Just trying to work out how old he'd be. Probably about late 40s, early 50s when that was recorded. That's John Lee Hooker there, and from Palo Alto in California, and She's Gone. It's the Raven and the Blues into the final 12 or 13 minutes or thereabouts. And here's a friend of the programme who was a guest about 4 or 5 months ago, and a track taken now from a sampler album from Black and Tan Records called Keeping Living Music Alive. This is Doug McLeod. Alive, keeping living music alive. Black and Tan Records, Doug McLeod. And he's back, actually, in November in the UK. I haven't put any bids in yet, but it'd be great if we get him back, because obviously he'll have some more tunes, and he was just such fun to talk to as well. Doug McLeod there, from a track called North Country Woman. Got a batch. It's been a pretty good week for new releases, and a batch arrived literally as I sat down to talk to you. And so consequently, they're not going to get on this week's show, but riches for them. I mean, I suppose I could squeeze them in, but I kind of planned the whole programme, if you see what I mean. The new one from Kelly Joe Phelps, way, Chinsmith Retrofit. We've also got James Hunter, and also Rich Hope and his Evil Doers, and a nice compilation as well from Rounder Records. So more, they'll definitely get played next week. Of course, we'll have the Wyos as our live guests as well. Well, not live, but you know what I mean. Here's an album which we got a couple of weeks ago from a band called The Blues Disciples. The album is called Under Construction, and this is a track which I think is great. It's called Taking the Car Seat Out. band called the Blues Disciples. The album is Under Construction, and that's a great track called Taking the Car Seat Out, and that's what we should do, I guess, and make our way out of the door. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. Website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. Links to all the artists, the record companies, a chance to subscribe to the podcast and to hear it all over again. Let's go out with Smokey Hog, taken from the CD Midnight Blues. This is Bottle Up and Go. That's what we'll do. Bye-bye.
You got to buy love and go. You got to buy love and go. You hard part women, sure got to buy love and go. Nickel is a nickel, dime is a dime. Won't no woman if she buy love and go. She got to buy love and go. You hard part women. Got to buy love and go. Baby old, 90 years, ain't too old. Shift them gear, you got to buy love and go. You got to buy love and go. You hot pot women, sure got to buy love and go. Duck, you said. Drape to duck you, just too late. Buy love and go. Lake gone dry. Buy love and go. You hard pot women, sure gotta buy love and go. Papa likes steak. Mama says, Papa, you just too late. You got to buy love and go. You got to buy love and go. Papa says, Mama, high-powered women got to buy love and go. When them sales come down low, but I got just one go. She got to buy love and go. She got to buy love and go. You hot pot women, sure got to buy love and go.